on us back into the old broadcast. Mischke here with you, AM 1500 KSTP. High speed Chase is at the board. Technical director, studio engineer, production wizard. Yes, glorious early evening here. 72 degrees, sky is blue, life is sweet, and the joy of six. What? The joy of six. That's what I said. I'm sticking with it. Lonely guys and lonely girls, please listen up. I have for you the joy of six. Six simple steps to land a lover. Scientists have revealed it. You want them? What are you going to give me? For the magic six, huh? What are you going to give me? I got them right here. The answers. For the lonely out there. Six simple steps that will guarantee you a lover. What do I get? Everything in your pocket. The marbles, the frog, all of it, the jacks. A foolproof plan worked out by U.S. psychologists. It goes like this. You know how there's got to be 50 ways to leave your lover? To get that lover in the first place, six ways. Here they are. Step number one, dark chocolate. Dark chocolate, you heard me. Ply the man or woman of your dreams with dark chocolate. It is packed with phenylthylamine, which induces feelings of excitement, feelings of euphoria. I haven't had chocolate that good. I guess it's out there. Anyway, the feelings produced by phenylthylamine, very similar to the feelings of falling in love. Boy, I guess I'm not the chocolate fan I thought I was. I have never felt that, but I'll take their word for it. Now, step number two, after the phenylthylamines. Oh, step two, here it is. Take your targeted sweetheart on a roller coaster. The exhilarating ride creates an adrenaline rush which makes people find the opposite sex more attractive. When you are getting off a roller coaster, the person you have just... you have just ridden that roller coaster with will appear more attractive to you right at that moment, according to psychologists, all right? Shove a bunch of chocolate in their mouth right then and there. Mm-hmm. Step three. Okay, and four. Wait a minute. Back to three. Strike up a conversation and pepper the conversation with jokes. Laughing boosts brain hormones known as endorphins, which give you a feel-good factor. So that's a feel-good factor to go with the phenylphthalamines that are in the chocolate. Now, where are we next? Hello, step four. Maintain eye contact for as long as possible. Holding a person's gaze affects the area of the brain linked to rewards. Makes them feel appreciated. Eye contact critical. Step five. Stand with your arms down by your sides. It makes others feel an affinity for you. Psychologists have determined this. This is the first time I've heard this. Don't cross your arms. Don't hold your arm. Don't hold your elbow. Don't put your arms behind your head. Keep your arms down by your side. It makes others feel an affinity for you. Mm-hmm. And lastly, play soft rock. Put soft rock music on the stereo. This works especially for fellas, as girls find them more handsome when they hear easygoing rock in the background. This six-part method for getting a lover, revealed in New Scientist magazine, emerging from a series of studies undertaken across America. Thousands of men and women analyzed by psychologists. Fascinating study. Now remember, this is only six. These are just the six, okay? There are more, but these are the six from New Scientist magazine. But it's important in your plan, and I assume you're putting together a plan, it's important to include some or all of the following as well. I guess we'll call this seven. Look really, really good. Be in shape. Handsome, attractive. Try like hell to be a 10. Eight, have lots of money. Lots and lots of money. Nice car, that sort of thing. Great job, preferably one in the entertainment industry. Also, be able to sing and sing well. Have cool and interesting friends. Periodically, without warning, save the freaking day. Just save the freaking day. Now, there are more things to do. But at this point, if you're covered on everything I've laid out thus far, you're well on your way to being able to land the partner of your dreams. Don't screw it up, okay? Do not screw it up. Things are going well at this point if you've got all of this covered. But this is where, unfortunately, a lot of people blow it. They make that one mistake. That one mistake that sends everything toppling like a house of cards. Don't allow this to happen to you. When it's all working, when everything's in place, when the magic is about to peak, do not divulge that you were the genuine, shadowy, behind-the-scenes architect of the 9/11 attacks or something like that. Nothing is as powerful as a splash of cold water. Not even cold water. No, you want to go all anti-aphrodisiac. You go ahead and mention something like that, the big family secret. You hear about the incest problem? No, you don't want to do that. Keep your counsel. Turn up the soft rock. Mm-hmm. Now, a lot of you don't own soft rock. I don't. And that's a bugaboo. That's a problem. So then you have to go to your library, and you have to say, well, let's see what's close. What's close? So you look. She's there. She's ready. And you say, bingo. Got it. Well, did I do something wrong? She's bent over. Hang on, honey. I'll get another song there. No. I'll get it here. Sorry about that. How about this one? Slower. You wanted something slow, right? Honey? Very nice. Honey, how about if we dispense with the music altogether, and instead, I get into this little outfit. Don't look now. I'm going to put on this little outfit, and I'm going to start way back here. Close your eyes. Coming. Okay, sorry. Wildcat, are you there?